Legislative leaders are crafting a constitutional amendment to create a bipartisan panel. It would draw new legislative and congressional district lines after the next census in 2020. Talks have centered on a 10-member panel, with appointees coming equally from both parties in the legislature. That panel would then draw the district lines. But the plan would still permit lawmakers to supersede and design their own districts if, after two attempted votes, the bipartisan panel's recommended lines are rejected by lawmakers. Senator Michael Gianaris, who proposed a constitutional amendment on redistricting 5 years ago, is not impressed. He says the present proposal would actually make things worse.
Not only would it not be reform, it would be regression.
Senator Gianaris says an even-numbered panel could fall into the same gridlock that now plagues the State Board of Elections, which has two Democratic and two Republican commissioners.
I mean, most likely scenario is they don't produce a plan at all, which brings us back to the legislature doing this themselves. Even if they somehow miraculously do agree, then you're going to have it go back to the legislature for final vote anyway. Now, the whole point of doing a constitutional amendment is to take the pen out of the hands of the legislature. So to give them the opportunity to go back and amend this plan defies the whole purpose of doing the amendment.
Gianaris is a Democrat in the Senate, where Republicans currently hold a narrow one-vote majority. He says the proposal also includes special rules for the approval of new lines depending on which party is in power in the Senate. If the houses are divided between the parties, as is currently the case with Democrats controlling the Assembly, then it would be easier to approve new legislative lines. Under the tenets of the proposal, if Democrats control both houses, then it would require a greater number of votes to pass the lines.
The Constitution would actually state a political preference for a particular party in the way that they would draft it. If the Republicans maintain control of the Senate, they would need fewer votes to pass a redistricting plan. If the Democrats take over by 10 years from now, we would require more votes. So it would become a Republican protection plan enshrined in the Constitution. It defies everything this country is about.
Senator Gianaris is not alone in his criticisms. Newspaper editorials have complained. The New York Times editorial page called the plan sleazy. Some government reform groups are signing on to the concept of the constitutional amendment, though they do not necessarily support the specific details revealed so far. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters admits the deal would be a compromise, but she says it would be better than the current legislative task force on redistricting, known as LATFOR.
This is as good as you can get, and we do think this is an improvement over what is currently being done, and that's the hyper-partisan lines that LATFOR is drawn to ensure incumbency.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver defends the proposal. He says it's consistent with the Assembly Democrats' requirement that any new method to draw the lines be equally shared between the two parties. He spoke just outside a union rally.
That it's not one party running roughshod over another party. There's equal representation. That is the most significant thing that you have.
Governor Cuomo, who has threatened a veto if the lines are gerrymandered and not drawn by an independent panel, has lately been backing away from that stance and from the legislature's redistricting process altogether. But he has said the first draft of the district lines are hyper-partisan and that he would reject them. Ann Cuomo says if the proposed constitutional amendment merely permits the legislature to ultimately do what it's already doing, draw its own lines, then he would not support the measure.
Well, that wouldn't be acceptable, obviously.
Another open question is which legislative district lines Cuomo will ultimately accept. The governor was asked to define what would constitute a plan for new districts that is not hyper-partisan. He could only say he will know it when he sees it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.